In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Jesus goes to his hometown and enters the synagogue for worship. He's given the text of Isaiah the prophet and opens it to a passage foretelling the role of the coming Messiah as someone who brings good news to the poor, to the wounded, sets people free from whatever imprisons them, and heals the brokenhearted. And then Jesus says, I fulfill this. Isaiah was writing about me. This gospel selection actually is for tomorrow, September 1st, the church new year. I took the liberty of reading tomorrow's selection today, in part because we won't be here tomorrow. But I also chose it because it speaks so clearly to the tragic shooting at Annunciation Church in Minneapolis this past Wednesday, wherein two children were killed. More than a dozen other children were critically injured, hundreds permanently traumatized, and millions grieve. Now, tragedy is not new to our species, but some tragedies hurt worse than others, particularly when they involve violence, when they involve children, and when they're close to home. Wednesday's shooting checks all three boxes. And the most basic and the most primal human response is a blend of grief and anger and fear. And in our broken and carnal nature, we're not at our best when we're grieving and angry and afraid. We panic. We retreat from our true essence. Fear drives us to seek safety. Anger drives us to lash out. And both drive me to categorize who's safe and who isn't. Who's them and who's us. Within the hour of those shootings, people were already clustering to their predictable tribes with their predictable enemies. It's the gun lovers, they're the problem. It's the trans people, they're the problem. It's that Catholic Church, it's the problem. It's the right's fault, it's the left's fault. This reaction to them, other people, you know, those people, it's a very carnal response to grief and anger and fear. If I can shift the blame to some categorized them over there, then I can pretend I'm a little safer, a little less affected, a little less afraid, a little less responsible in the aftermath. If you've seen or heard that kind of response, you know what I'm talking about. Brothers and sisters, it is not my intention to criticize anyone. People are heartbroken. And that's a deeply human reaction to grief and anger and fear, this attempt to seek safety. But it's also a broken reaction, a fallen reaction. And what I'm saying is that there is a better way. And we can be healed. We can be healed. Jesus came to set us free from what imprisons us and to heal the brokenhearted. Annunciation Church is just a few blocks from where Michelle grew up, walking distance, closer than from our house to Bob's house. She had neighbors and friends who attend that church. Mary McDaniels worked with a mom of two kids who were in that church on Wednesday. A 12-year-old named Sophia, who was shot and in critical condition, is a member of St. Mary's Greek Orthodox Church of Minneapolis, Doria's previous church. Host church of our summer and winter camps. This is close stuff. This is close, and I'm heartbroken. We're all heartbroken. And yet it's into this heartbreak and into this grief and anger and fear that Jesus enters. Jesus says, I understand your pain. I feel it too. Those are my children also. But you cannot find healing by casting your pain at other brokenhearted people. Jesus says to me, your pain is for you to feel. But Jesus also says, let me in. let me in and I'll carry your pain with you. Jesus begs me, let go of what is unhealthy inside you. Let go of what's eating you up. Let go and let me in. And it might not feel like it today, but love is greater than the pain. When we let our grief and our anger and our fear be touched by the love of God, mysterious things can happen. Divine love allows us to have authority over those primal feelings. Nothing else will do it. Only love works. In the letter from the Apostle John that Annie read for us today, John says, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And notice it doesn't say love prevents fear from ever showing up. We're humans. We fear. We get angry. We grieve. St. John assumes we'll be afraid from time to time. It's by opening that fear to the love of God, being willing to feel the fear, dare I say, befriend the fear, that's when love works its mysteries. The fear is cast out by letting love in. And that's true of the anger and the grief as well. These are all healed by love. If you have a jar of muddy water and you place it in your sink and turn on the tap with fresh, clean, pure water, that jar of muddy water will slowly get clearer and clearer until not one molecule of mud is left over. It takes a while. It might take a long time, but that clear water will eventually clean out the mud. The love that casts out fear, the love that heals the brokenhearted, the love that frees you from whatever holds you prisoner is the divine presence itself. It is God in the spirit and God in the flesh. And this love and this presence is something first to be received. You need that love first. Before you entertain any thoughts of sharing love, you first are invited to receive love. Annie also read from St. John, we love because God first loved us. We can't give what we don't have. God knows that. God wants you to first receive and feel divine love before anything. We love because God first loved us. You are able to love because God first loves you. The only healing power in the face of any tragedy, in the aftermath of any horror, the only healing power for me is to open my heart. And it may seem counterintuitive. I'm in pain and I should open my heart further. The reality is closing doesn't work. Closing my heart to other people, closing my heart to my own pain does not heal. It doesn't heal. When Jesus walked into that synagogue for the first time, he declared why he came to this earth, and it was to set us free from what imprisons us, to open up the prison and jail of my heart, and to heal the brokenhearted. We love God because God first loves us. Opening my heart to God's love means opening my heart to all of it and letting God in. It's in my surrender to love that I begin to find healing. Amen.